So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa, Tan Rabbanan, Ein mekavim pekdainis lemen anashim, lemen avadim, lemen atinoikis. One may not accept an item for safeguarding from a woman, slave, or child, because as the Rashbam explains, the ikalim emu gonvum, ukshli kavim mehem yechzirin lemakim shagonvum misham. It is possible that they stole the item from their master, and if no one accepts it, they will be compelled to return the item to its place. Kabal mene isha, yachzul isha. If one did accept a pekudin from a woman, he returns it to her, because there is no proof that she stole it. However, v'immesa yachzul abayla. If she died, he returns it to her husband, because as Rashbam explains, d'memanav shach achsha v'arei yishul abayla. Either way, it is her husband's property. If she took it from him, it's certainly his. And if it was her own money, habal yerush asishta, the husband inherits his wife's estate. Similarly, kibul min ha'evet, yachzul ha'evet, v'emes yachzul ha'rabbi. If one did accept a pekudin from a slave, the nifkid returns it to him. But if he tied, the nifkid returns it to his master, because kol mashakon ha'evet kon ha'rabbi. Either way, the master owns all his servant's belongings. However, kibul min ha'katan yasa le'segula. If one did accept a pekudin from a child, he does not return it to him, because the child cannot care for it properly. Rather, he establishes a trust for him, as the Gemara explains, by purchasing either a sefer Torah or dikla da'achim in a tamri, a palm tree that bears fruit. The principal is thereby secure, and he can benefit from it in the interim. V'meis yachzul liyoshev. If the child died, he returns the pekudin to his heirs. The Brisa concludes, v'kulin she'amru b'shas misasin sholplaini hein yasa kipirushin. If they specified before their passing that the pekudin belongs to so-and-so, the nifkid returns the pekudin to plainly as per their actual instructions. Then lav, yasa pirush lepirushin. And if the nifkid has reason not to believe them, he interprets their instructions that he should return the pekudin to their master and not to plainly, because as the Rashbam explains, mitoicha busha enem reitzen loyma shuhushal bailam. They are embarrassed to admit that they stole it from their master. The Gemara now proceeds with the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. If a father ate the produce of his son's field, or a son ate the produce of his father's field for 3 years, this is not proof that he bought the field, because one does not mind the other and therefore did not make a mecha. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the case of cholkor. If the son separated from the father and that he now supports himself and no longer receives support from his father, Rav Yesus says, the above still applies, and lein leben chazaka, the son still cannot establish a chazaka in his father's field, because the loy kapti adadi. While Rava holds cholku loy, the above does not apply, rather yesh leben chazaka, he can establish a chazaka in his father's field, because kapti adadi, they do mind each other, and the father should have made a mecha. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchasol cholku loy. As the Brisa says, ben shechalak v'ishtish nesgar sharein kishar kol adam. A son who no longer receives support and a woman who is divorced are considered like ordinary people, and that they can establish a chazaka in their father's or husband's property. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding a case of echad mina achin. A family whose father died, and one of the brothers managed the estate for all the other brothers, and there were sale and loan documents written out to his name. He claims shalihem shenafali mibeis avi ima. These belong only to him, because he used his own money that he inherited from his maternal grandfather to buy the field and loan the money. While the other brothers claim that these belong also to them, because he used their father's money to buy the field, etc. Rav says, Olav lehivi raya. He must bring proof that these transactions were accomplished with his own money, because as Rashbam explains, the kivin lo noyde mi oyla me'ezit tzad yovel lemamim b'le achiv, in litlis hashtaris el b'mamim na'av. Since this brother was not known to have any money of his own, we assume that these transactions were done with the father's money. Shmuel says, Allah achan lehevi raya. The other brothers must bring proof that these transactions were accomplished with their father's money, because that might cause the b'shtar samchinan b'hari al shemay nichtav. We go by what is written in the shtar that these transactions were only with this brother, but not with the others. Shmuel then adds, Maydili abba she'emeis Allah achan lehevi raya. Even Rav would agree that if this brother died and his sons inherited these shtaris, the other brothers must now bring proof, because as the Rashbam explains, the yas milav b'nei asui ra'ininu. The heirs do not know about their father's dealings and are unable to show any proof. Therefore, Taninan le'yayrish bezdin argues on behalf of the heirs that the transactions were with their father's own money. However, regarding kisha'ach az mekayim, ha'yimatel Rav olav lehevi raya. While this brother is still alive, Rav holds that he must bring the proof, because Yochalach b'tzvalim tziraya, v'm lo yim tziraya hifzit. He is able to show proof in how he paid for these transactions, and if he cannot, he suffers the loss. Rav Papa, however, disagrees and holds that according to Rav, im meis ala yershon lehevi raya. If this brother died, his ears must bring proof because klum tanina lehu liasmi midu leitan lehu avon. Beis Din argues for the heirs only claim that their father, while alive, could have claimed successively. But their father could not have claimed without proof that this was done with his own money. Rav Chisda makes the following distinction according to Rav. Lo yishanu ela de'ein chalukin be'isasin. Only if the brothers did not divide anything yet, and even their food is kept together, Rav holds a love lehevi raya, because me'ayin lo yilazeh klum b'loyachav. This brother had no known money of his own. Avachalukim b'isasin. If the brothers did divide their food amongst themselves, even Rav would agree that aloachin lehevi raya, because emer me'isasa kimitz. Perhaps this brother skimped from his portions until he collected a substantial amount and was able to accomplish these transactions with his own money. Regarding Rav's opinion of a love lehevi raya, there's a machlekes regarding raya b'mai. What type of proof must he provide? Rabbah says, raya b'edim. This brother must bring a proof of witnesses that these transactions were done with his own money. Rav Sheshet says, raya b'kim hashtar. It does not require edim. It's sufficient if Beis Din confirms the signatures and validates the sale and loan documents because kivin dekai muhu Beis Din, ba'adku hashtar v'chokru v'amdu alamita sadavar, shekol hakos b'shtar emesu. During the process of Kiyum Shtaris, the Beis Din investigates all the details of the Shtar and confirms that these transactions were only to him as written.